This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. As Republicans try to gain traction on tax reform, the tax preparation industry has its pet issues too. Companies like H&R Block and the makers of software like TurboTax are trying to prevent the government from offering a free tax filing alternative to their paid products. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
In most other countries, the government helps citizens do their taxes electronically. Here's how. Your salary and your tax data are on file, so the government pre-populates the form on your screen. That could work here, says tax law professor Joseph Bankman at Stanford.
If you had all the numbers you needed to file your tax return, all you'd be doing is adding your charitable contributions and hitting calculate.
2 decades ago, Congress voted to have the IRS do that for Americans with simpler returns. It never happened. The feds asked tax preparation companies to provide free e-filing instead, and the industry seized on this, and it got the feds to sign a document promising not to compete.
The Memorandum of Understanding forbids exactly what that act required the IRS to do.
That's law professor Dennis Ventry at the University of California, Davis. He says the private sector wants to keep this business for itself. That's clear from SEC filings. Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, states that it fears, quote, governmental encroachment.
The industry wants to, keep a stranglehold over that particular service, which the IRS could just as easily provide.
Tax prep companies argue that they have a superior product. And they also have friends in Washington, conservative groups like the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. President David Williams.
The IRS is one of the most feared agencies, and there needs to be a firewall between preparation and filing of taxes.
Thing is, the free program private companies offer has not caught on. Less than 2% of eligible taxpayers use it, says Nina Olson, the national taxpayer advocate in the IRS. She says the software is not user-friendly.
So it becomes very, very confusing for the taxpayer, and they might go through that first step and go, forget it, I'm going to buy the software that I know the name brand of.
Which may be what the powerful tax prep companies want in the first place. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.